Hello?
Oh, yes. Hi, Clarence. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I am fantastic, Tina.
Good. I was just following up with you regarding our conversation that we had a couple of, I think it was last week.
Yes. And I think you said you was going to look up some information for me, and is this for Google Splash, correct?
Right. So we're still having trouble processing the $129 payment, but the Google Guaranteed Department did tell me once we get that payment up to speed, we can allocate the entire $313 budget that was going to go to the Google Guaranteed ads. We can allocate that for the Google pay-per-click ads instead, if that's the route that you wanted to go. Because I know that that's what you and I discussed that I would look into for you, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so it was good. I learned something, too. I didn't know that we could take the budget that previously had been kind of like an escrow, if you will, for the Google Guaranteed and use it for the Google paid ads, but they said they would do it for you.
Oh, okay. Did they kind of figure out why everything was such sitting still?
Well, the account's in suspension now because the payment's not going through. So that always halts things a little bit and sits still because the technicians don't do any programming on an account while it's in suspension. So I think that...
Even before that.
So, well, we had someone from that department reach out to you. Did you talk to her or did you miss that call? Do you remember?
As far as I know, Tina, the last person I talked to was you.
Okay. Yeah, so she probably called and left some messages, hopefully.
Okay, yes, I haven't received anything. So if that
really?
She did reach out, an apology for missing that. But, yes, ma'am, I definitely went to the call to figure out what was going on. But, yes, ma'am, we can square that payment away so you can move that payment over.
Yep,
but,
I'll let Perry know. He actually put a note on the account that he was going to follow up with you regarding it. So I thought, since I haven't talked to Clarence in a while, I'll give him a call. So I'll let Perry know you want to use that for the Google Ads instead, okay?
Well, yeah. Whatever you have, like you said, we can cross because the Google Ads hasn't did any better than the organic calls as well. So I'll switch that over. But I guess at the end of the day, what I want to set up, Tina set that up for me, is would you say it was $129, correct?
Correct.
Yes, we can square away that payment today. But I guess at the end of the day, the call volume is still not happening. Either the Google site or organic site is not happening. So I'll square that away and whatever you can do on the Google side, we'll elect those funds to kind of, I guess, work on the organic side and then to those expunge. And I have to go another route because they're not bringing the response that we were looking for. So
I'm going to, as soon as we get this taken care of, Clarence, I'm going to send the technicians a note to do a complete performance check on your account. So if there's any updates that will help your improvement, at least for the remainder of this month, they'll perform those for you automatically. And then I'll push the next billing out 30 days from today, which means you'll be paid in full until August 12th. So if you decide, come August 12th that it's not for you and you want to cancel, no problem. You just call us, a couple of days before that date and we'll cancel you out and you won't have any further charges. But I'm confident that, allocating that $313 towards the ads plus the updates that the technicians will perform, I'm confident that you're going to see much better results this month, okay?
Roger that. I'm still waiting on those results. So you say you can push it back to August 12th. So I guess to leave it a note. Can you leave a note, please? Because I definitely had a note, but pushing through other avenues, being reached out, and it passed by me. So I guess if somebody can reach me out, I guess Because it has to be known before, I think it's 2-3 days to be able to...
Right. Oh, yeah, you want me to send you a little reminder email, right? A little, a couple of days before?
Yeah.
Got it.
Somebody
okay.
can call, because just in case I remind... Because I missed it, as far as July, I missed it as well. But, you know, I had to open up Upper Avenue, you know, had to extend through other avenues to kind of get business in and, you know, kind of keep things going. So that's what I want to do. Now, I definitely want to, of course, Tina, I want to square this 130 away, so that's no problem. But where is the, I guess that you said the 313, 330, where is that going to allocate to?
That's going to go to the Google Ads. So, excuse me, you know how when you do a search, there's a couple of companies that will show up at the top that say ad next to them?
Yes, ma'am.
Right? So we're going to send that money directly to Google, and we will start running those ads for you. And so we'll set a daily cap somewhere around $9 a day, and that's a good thing. That will prevent you from getting an unexpected, you know, $1,000 bill. That won't happen because we're putting a cap on it. So each mm-hmm. morning, your ads will go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on those ads and you exceed that $9 a day budget, you'll rotate off and somebody else will rotate on. Okay? And
okay.
that's, again, a good thing, because that way you don't have to worry about getting an enormous bill. Now, I'm sending you the email reminder on August 9th, which is 3 days before. I'll send it to veteran_electrical@hotmail.com. I put our customer support number in there. So I will try to follow up with you that day, but I don't like to put too much emphasis on that, because just in case life happens and I'm out of the office that day, which I hardly ever am out of the office, but just in case I'm out of the office, just make sure that you respond to that email when you get it, saying that Local Splash will renew on the 12th, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sounds good.
I just put a also a reminder on the night as well, just in case, you know, we
right.
need to go another route. So, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I've had that happen before. That's why I wanted to just kind of, you know, give you a preface there. And then the card that we have on file, Clarence, it says that it's probably no good. It's saying suspected fraud. So is there another
yes,
card
ma'am.
You wanted to?
Yes, ma'am. That we were getting some suspicious accounts on that card. So yes, the bank suspended that card, so I can give you another card.
Okay, no problem. So the new card is still under the Sonnet Drive for the billing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. So I'm ready for the new number whenever you are.
So give me 1 second, Tina, please.
Of course. Take your time.
And hopefully, I actually got another question for you. I'm not sure if you're able to answer the question for me, because I know as far as the Google business,
mm-hmm.
Google Splash definitely gave me the authorization to kind of add or anything to it, because it's, I guess they said they gave me authorization for this. If I want to add anybody to it, I guess I need somebody to kind of guide me through that, because I tried to do it. And I wasn't successful in that.
Are you talking about adding a manager or a user to the Google Business page?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll send a message for customer support to call you after we get this squared away, and they'll go through a walkthrough with you and help you with the instructions of doing that. When I send the message over to them, they will call you within one business day. So we close at 4, so we're almost at the end of our day, so I would imagine it would probably be tomorrow, but they will definitely reach out to you and assist you with that, okay?
Oh, yes, ma'am. That's appreciated.
Of course. No problem.
And I am standing by when you are ready, Tina.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. It's 4,000.
Okay.
2225.
Got it.
8859.
Okay.
0598.
Okay. Expiration?
0726.
And the code on the back?
It is 077.
Okay. So I'm going to get your authorization, and you will be good to go there. And then, like I said, I'll send the message to customer support. Were you trying to add another company as a manager, or who are you trying to add as a manager?
Yes, another company. It's just I'm trying to get it, another company just to kind of get a more, Tina, to assist on helping us, getting us a footprint on Google, because we still haven't got the, you know, I was looking for so I'm just trying to get as much assistance as possible on that, because we still haven't got to the place where I'm looking for. So that's the only thing I'm
okay, so I want to give you a heads up based on what you just told me, is that the Google business page, even if we created it, it belongs to you. You own it. You can add whoever you want as a manager. You can remove whoever is you want as a manager. However, sometimes these other companies will call you and they'll give you the perception that, oh, if you work with two companies, you'll get twice as results as of one. Or if you work with three companies, you'll get triple the results as with one. That's not the case. What happens is sometimes the new company will go into the Google business page and put in conflicting updates. And sometimes they're hurting your rankings. So just try to be aware of that. You can add whoever you want, but I almost would feel more comfortable, and I'm still going to have customer support reach out to you, but I would feel more comfortable if you let the rest of this month ride out and wait until you get closer to that August 12th date, because that way, when you add the new company, you can see if things start to deteriorate, you'll say, oh, wow, Local Splash actually was doing really good, you know? And then if things start picking up, you'll say, oh, this new company's doing really good, right? So it's almost better to have one company working on that Google business page at a time. But again, you can add whoever you want to it.
Roger that. I definitely appreciate it. I definitely appreciate honesty overall.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people, they won't tell you that. Sometimes they, you know, they call out and they promise you the moon and the stars and they say, oh, just add us. But then all of a sudden it's a Mickey Mouse company and they're doing updates and all of a sudden it starts hurting you. So like I said, you're going to see a nice impact this month because we're going to allocate that $313 towards the Google ads. So you're all set for now, Clarence. And again, thank you so much for taking care of that. And in the meantime, have a really nice evening coming up too, okay?
Yes, ma'am. So everything is squared away. That 130 was taken care of.
I got the green light for you, and I also allocated the 30 days on the next billing. So nothing will happen until August 12th, and then you have that reminder coming on the 9th. That way, if anything changes or you want to cancel, you can do so before the next billing, okay?
Roger that. I definitely appreciate it, Tina. Thank you for your help.
Oh, you're very welcome. Have a nice evening.
You as well.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.